So politicians, to avoid having to deal with the likes of Andrea, try to stick to the script. They say the same things over and over.
For an economy that's built to last.
An economy that's built to last.
An economy that's built to last.
Oh, come on. I just think it makes them sound so phony. And Romney does it too. Still, Rohit Bhargava says the repetition is probably smart. Bhargava approaches political propaganda from a business angle. He's a marketing consultant and author of Likenomics, a book about earning your customers' trust. Catherine Mangu Ward is managing editor of the wonderful Reason magazine, and you agree with me that this is repetitious, tedious, but...
You know, the fact is that these guys are screwed. They can either say the same thing every single day unto eternity, or they can try and mix it up a little bit, say what they really think, at which point they will inevitably be accused of having made a gaffe.
Because no human being can mix it up and not say something that keeps him from being elected?
You know, you spend a lot of time in the public eye. I think you probably know how hard it is to say exactly what you mean every single time. Michael Kinsley has a great line, which is that a gaffe is a politician accidentally telling the truth. And I think that's, you know, that's something we can all relate to.
Rohit, you say this repetition works. What seems to me stupid, because I'm paying attention because I'm a reporter.
Yeah.
Most people are not paying that much attention.
Well, I think, I mean, you see it in business all the time, that that they run ads over and over again. And the idea is that if they run it enough times, it'll be memorable. And I think, first of all, you got to also separate memorability from believability. Because just because somebody remembers a message doesn't necessarily mean they believe it.
Now, in terms of what people believe, you also argue it's good when the candidates say in the debate, tell a personal story.
Yeah, I think that people connect to people, and that's a fact that you see over and over again. And it's why politicians do everything from bringing in stories of the woman that they met in Ohio and what she told them about her life, all the way through to shaking hands and kissing babies, the oldest political cliche ever.
It makes me want to throw up. I can't believe voters like this. I mean, when Romney at the debate said, oh, my wife was at a rally in Denver, a woman came up and with a baby in her arms and said, Ann, my husband lost his job. Can you help us?
Yeah.
I mean, it just feels, it's not phony to people?
Well, it's the, you know, I think it's the best that people have got. You know, I think both of these guys are just trying to be as human as they can.
But that's ridiculous, right? Why should these guys have to pretend to be human?
They have to.
Presumably they are human. We'd like to see a little bit of evidence of that occasionally on the trail. But, you know, as we saw with some of the clips you were playing earlier, when you get out there and say a casual phrasing, the kind of thing you would say at a bar to your buddy, it goes on C-SPAN, it goes on CNN, and you're there forever.
Rohit, let's talk about your expertise. You're a business strategy guy. You've counseled Intel, IBM, Amex. Things they do, politicians could do.
Yeah, and I think one of the biggest things you're seeing in a lot of business marketing is they're finally taking a different approach than the spokesperson model that we all know, which is you get one person, a guy or a girl, to go out there and talk on behalf of the company. And now what you're seeing is all of these companies putting their employees front and center. I mean, the IBM campaign is a great example of that. Smarter Planet, there's a person who stands up and says, this is what I'm working on, I'm an IBMer. And now all of a sudden, it's not just the CEO, it's somebody who's working there that's saying, I'm really passionate about what I do.
Costco was honest about their price markups.
Yeah, Costco is an interesting one because they say publicly, we're only going to mark up the stuff that we sell you 15%. And actually, Costco gets a lot of value out of that, not only by having super, super loyal customers out there, but also by treating their employees fairly because they don't have employee turnover. Their employees stick around.
Domino's.
All companies do these focus groups, and they ask people, what do you think about our product? And usually it's a super secret thing. And Domino's put these people into ads, and the people said, your crust tastes like cardboard, and your sauce tastes like ketchup. And they put those people in ads, and they said, you know what, we heard you, and we're not going to try and distract you with some sort of cinnamon-crusted thing. Instead, we're going to actually fix our pizza.
And that worked?
And that's what they did, and that worked. They got record sales right after that. I mean, it worked.
Thank you, Rohit and Catherine.